Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Welcome back to Tip Today. Now, in his budget speech, the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, confirmed that the 9% hospitality VAT rate will increase to 13.5% from next September. The increase was originally announced last year. However, the pubs industry had called for it to be delayed due to allow businesses to get back on their feet after the pandemic. To discuss this issue, joining me now is Mairead Ryan, owners of Paddy's Bar in Terry Glass. Mairead, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Mairead, what was your own take on particularly the VAT announcement there on Tuesday? Like mentioned, there wasn't a huge surprise, but was it a disappointment?
It was a big disappointment. I mean, to have the increase in next August isn't of any help to this industry now, our industry that we're trying to build back up. We have suffered for the last 18 months. In every aspect, we've suffered with costs, rising costs. We've suffered with a staff exodus, and what we need now is a long term plan, a 5-year plan for this industry to get back on its feet. And to think that the VAT rate is a huge issue for us, because all our costs have increased. And if we knew that our VAT rate was staying at 9%, which is commonplace all over Europe, we would be able to make plans for that. But I'm worried now about the industry going forward, and particularly my own business, as to whether we'll survive it or not.
Can you talk us through those increasing costs over the course of the pandemic? Are we talking insurance, obviously PPE, that sort of thing, stock? Has all those overheads increased?
It has. PPE is a big cost. And I see that cost continuing, because if we're looking at figures at the minute, we're not sure how our business is going to perform going forward from the 22nd of October. Stock stock has increased because transport costs have increased. Lots of my food items have increased. I'll know about insurance in the next 2 weeks, but there's no doubt in my mind it has increased, and I have borne a lot of those costs, but I can't keep bearing them. I have to pass them on, and the one thing that we don't want is that our tourism industry will price itself out of the market.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, Terry Glass, I mean, once things opened up, I know it was very busy for those summer months, but obviously the hospitality sector is, in its own bubble to a certain extent. So, I mean, how did you fare over the most recent months over the summer?
Well, we had a good summer, but in saying that, it was a hard summer. It was a hard summer on staff. It was a hard summer on the business, trying to manage the business, trying to be COVID compliant and still do business. And I see that staff have said it's not worth it. It's not worth the job. Isn't worth this. And we've seen the big staff exodus from the hospitality business all over. And I've seen it. Staff don't want to return to that business. And that's a huge issue. The big issues for me going forward are staffing costs, and particularly more so the lack of planning for the industry. We seem to be adopting a helicopter approach to it, just plugging holes as they appear. But if we want to plan a tourism business, which is worth about $7 billion to the country, and it could be worth a lot more because we have a massive product, and I'm always saying this, we have one of the best products, we have one of the best food offerings, but we need good, consistent planning. And one of the key drivers in that is the VAT rate, maintaining the VAT rate at 9%.
Are you increasingly reliant, just to go back to the staffing issue, are you increasingly reliant on part-time student workers these days? I mean, it sounds to me, are you finding it very difficult to find full-time staff at the moment?
Well, I suppose I have a particular problem with full-time staff because we're in a small village. Accommodation is an issue for us if we have to bring staff in. And it's a lot of our accommodation in the village, a lot of our rental accommodation is holiday rental, so it's quite expensive. And there isn't a huge amount of it either. And that's a major issue for me. And I'm going to have to look, I'm presently looking at that to see what I can do to provide accommodation for people. What I'd say in terms of the staffing, and it's not just about staffing, it's staffing and training. And I'm talking about proper training for hospitality staff, where you'd see the likes of the Restaurants Association, the vendors coming together and offering, and which state bodies included, offering good training where people can see a career in it. What we have seen in the past, and particularly for the likes of my businesses and similar business, is we've seen people coming in and it's a stopgap. It's I'm waiting for college and I'm going on, or I'm waiting for a job and I'm going on, or whatever. And that's not good enough for this business. If we're very serious about producing a good quality tourism product, we need to have good trained, well trained staff of the highest calibre in our businesses. But yeah. I can't do this on my own, but I see the thoughts I'm expressing to you this morning are the thoughts that are shared among my business colleagues around the lake. We have the very same issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
And lack of planning.
And Mairead, we might just keep you on the line there for a second. I'm joined also by Tom Egan of the Horse and Jockey Hotel as well. Tom, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. I'm sure you were listening into some of the aspects there. Are those plenty of sentiments that you would also express?
Yes, I was. I was listening in there with it. Yes, all the problems we have down here as well. The staff problem. Yes, we're not making our industry effective enough for people to come into our. You know, as I said, like. We're using a stopgap.
I'm sorry, the phone line is unfortunately a little bit scratchy. I'll see if Davin maybe can try on the landline and see if we can possibly get through there. Mairead, just going back to that, I mean, in terms of, you know, the weeks and months ahead, you know, there's potential if the government goes ahead that October 22nd, all remaining restrictions will be lifted, you know, with the exception of face masks and that sort of thing. I mean, from the hospitality side of things, is there an element of trepidation that, you know, about, you know, pubs being back to full capacity and the expectations that'll be on pubs and restaurants as soon as, you know, in 2 weeks' time?
Well, there is really, because I suppose the onus is on all of us anyway to ensure that hospital numbers remain and stay down, and that's the key for me. I'm always watching the hospital numbers. I suppose I'm nervous going forward. Thanks be to God, we didn't have COVID. I didn't have COVID, and my family didn't have COVID. But I still have a sense of responsibility to everyone else, and we will be maintaining our social distancing that we can in our business. And we'll continue to adopt measures as best we can and keep people in their bubbles. But there is. That's going to be there. And I think that's going to be an issue going forward for this business. And in saying that, I think that outdoor dining is going to continue. And I think we need more assistance with setting up more permanent outdoor dining structures.
Yeah, and I mean, what would that look like to yourselves there in Terry Glass? Because I know you have, you know, compared to a lot of places, quite limited space to work with when it comes to outdoor dining and drinking there. So, I mean, what sort of additional assistance could be offered?
Well, I suppose yes, I'm sitting on a postage stamp, and I've had my planning issues in the past, but we have. 2 years ago, we had an outdoor green area and we used it. Unfortunately, we couldn't use it this year, but we have made suggestions to the council that they take it over, and we're waiting now. That's a slow train, but hopefully I would like to see that up and running for next year, that from March on, that we could look at accessing that. Some of the councils, Cork, Limerick, Galway, some of them have been very proactive in ensuring that there was proper outdoor facilities for businesses, and that has been very successful. And I think that's we need to drive on that, and we need to make sure that if we have green space that's suitable, that we use it. And the council hopefully will come back with a positive decision on that one.
Absolutely. Mairead, we'll leave it at that for the moment anyway, but thanks a million for sharing your views this morning.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mairead Ryan from the lovely Paddy's Bar in Terryglass there. I believe we have Tom Egan from the Horse and Jockey Hotel back on the line. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Now, sounds a little bit more clear this time. Tom, I mean, just at the hospitality VAT rate there going back to 13.5% from next September, I presume that's a disappointment to yourselves in the hotel sector too?
Yeah, well, the whole sector really... At 13.5%, Michael, isn't sustainable. I mean, before ever the COVID came in, we were on our knees under 13.5%. It had to be changed anyway, back to 9%. Michael, as you know, it's a turnover tax on food, because as you know, we can't claim back. It comes in at zero rate, so it's going out at 13.5% off at the top. You know, so really, like, it's different than say the drink industry or anything, where the goods are VAT rates coming in. So it's a VAT on you say the margin, you know, but in the food industry, it's a rate on the turnover.
So
no industry could sustain a 13.5% off the top of it, really, like, you know.
So what did summer look like for the Horse and Jockey Hotel? Because with overseas tourism as curbed as it was, there was a huge reliance on domestic visitors. Did that help or hinder the Horse and Jockey this year?
The Horse and Jockey would be mainly doing a local and passing trade anyway, so really it was really a help. Obviously we missed the foreign visitors as well, but I mean, there was the Irish visitors were very good, and they stayed at home, and they were all in great form and fairness, and it was a joy to open back up. Everybody had a smile on their face. I mean, and this industry, when it goes well, like, I mean, everybody's happy. It's a joy to be in, you know.
So did bookings in the time that you were available to open, did they kind of stabilise in line with what you saw pre-pandemic?
Yes. Well, they wouldn't be obviously as good as pre-pandemic, but I was surprised how good they were. We came back with a great bounce, I have to say. Now at the moment it's slowing a little bit coming into this time of the year, but hopefully now at the end of this month things will open up a good bit better. But we were quite pleased in general, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, just on the topic of prices in hotels, I know when things opened up and people were planning their staycations earlier in the year, there was a lot of criticism of the prices they were being quoted for in many parts of the country. I know, you know, particularly down the West Coast, and people complaining that, you know, it was hundreds of euro, let's say, for a hotel stay, and they could go abroad for the same price and have an all-inclusive. So what do you put those sorts of prices down to?
I'd say mainly panic more than anything else, really. Like, but in general, prices stayed fairly stable, really, as stable as they could do. But there were certain areas, I suppose, that really kind of, due to a kind of a panic situation, tried to grab it all together, if you follow what I mean. But I think that was over-exaggerated, really. Like, you know, I just think things have stabilised now. Now, I mean, everything went up, as you know, Michael, like, I mean, and that's, it's going up rapidly by the day. So really, like, I mean, a lot of it was justified too, you know.
Okay. Tom Egan, thanks a million for your time and explaining your point of view this morning.
Okay, thanks, Michael. Okay, thanks for that. So, okay.
Tom Egan joining us there from the Horse and Jockey Hotel. So get your thoughts in on that, whether the budget was in any way helpful towards the hospitality sector, and what your own concerns would be heading into the next few months, or whether you think we're out of the worst of it and that the hospitality sector can recover to what it was for the years ahead. Do get in your thoughts on 083 311 3311. Coming up next, we'll be going down under.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.